This is News in No Time, Tony Cox. In just a few days, we will close the door on 2007. It's been a banner year for News and Notes, and we're going online to take a look back. Jeffrey Bennett is the show's web producer. He joins me now in studio. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
So, News and Notes highlights of 2007. What were they?
Right. Well, for every interview and story that's heard on the air, there's also a web version. So based on online performance and input from our producers, the highlights of the last year include our interview with literary great Chinua Achebe, your reporting on the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Division, and a blogger's roundtable with a memorable conversation about interracial dating.
Really?
Yeah, and on our blog, Gina Six, the coverage of the Gina Six case was definitely a watershed moment for News and Views and the larger black blogosphere. And this summer, when a local Houston news station uncovered the federal government spying on Coretta Scott King back in 1968, News and Views was among the first national outlets to pick up the story, and we followed it the following day with interviews of all the key players on the show.
Yeah, we do. I remember that, as a matter of fact. So is there such a thing as a top News and Notes story this year, and what would that be?
Well, if there were, it would be our interview with Senator Barack Obama. For iToday, I interviewed him back in July. He talked about his plans for ending the war in Iraq, explained his stance on affirmative action, and gave a revealing answer when asked if he missed the freedoms of his former life before running for president. So folks can find a link to that and all the top stories at nprnewsandviews.org.
So what are people talking about on our blog?
Right now they're talking about Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul. Paul made news last week for keeping a $500 campaign donation from a white supremacist. He said he wouldn't be influenced by the contributor's ideologies and would instead, quote, take the money and try to spread the message of freedom. So we talked about that in our blog, and we were inundated with comments from Ron Paul supporters.
I can imagine. Final thing is this. What can folks expect coming up on the blog?
We're going to roll out resources for folks to stay on top of the election news, with the Iowa caucuses just 8 days away. And next week, we'll be taking 2008 predictions on everything from politics to pop culture, so they can find out more at nprnewsandviews.org.
Why don't we just tell them, since we have a second or so, where the blog is? Give them the information.
Well, there's two ways you can get to it. You can either type in www.nprnewsandviews.org, or you can go to our main show site, which is nprnewsandnotes.org, and click on News and Views, which is displayed really prominently there on the front page.
And you can find out all the stuff that people are blogging about.
Exactly.
It's not just over the country. It's really all around the world, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you very much. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me right here in our studios at NPR West. Thanks.
Thank you.